Okay, we are back. And, Michael, I want to introduce you to a young man that has just been setting the world on fire. We're going to introduce him to our listeners here on the African-American Athlete Radio Show. Only 15 years old. He's on his way to becoming an Olympian, inline speed skater, young man from Tampa, Florida, Savion Tinson. Savion, welcome to the African American Athlete Radio Show. You're on the air with Ricky Hampton and Michael Robertson. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good to be here.
We're glad to have you, man. Hey, get us up to date on what inline. Explain to us, as I don't know if you could hear our last guest, but it's so unusual to see a African American in your sport. In fact, explain to us inline skating and how you got involved in it, and this remarkable run you've had in it since picking up the sport.
Yes. So inline skating is basically track and field on skates with without the good events.
Could you speak up just a little louder, Savion?
Hold on one second. Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Inline skating is basically track and field on ice. I mean, track and field on wheels. Our skates is especially designed for speed. I started skating in 2013 at the age of 14. I won my first nationals in 2014. The way I started skating was I was a football player at the time, and one of my teammates had a birthday party at the skating rink. So I went to the skating rink to support my teammate for his birthday party. And the owner's son was there, and we raced for, like, a usual race for, like, a little coupon for a drink or whatever. And I beat the owner's son. And at that time, you couldn't beat the owner's son. It was a big deal to beat the owner's son. So I beat the owner's son, and he told me that I should try out for the speed team. And I tried out for the speed team, and it all started from there.
Wow.
And that was a year ago, 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago.
That was, yes, almost. I started skating in 2012, so 3 years, a couple years ago.
And your accomplishment since you have taken up the sport?
Let's see, where do I start? I won my first nationals within a year of skating, which was 2013 in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I won my second indoor nationals in 2000, the following year, in Lincoln, Nebraska, and I also competed in the outdoor nationals as well, and I broke three records that year. 2015, I did the same thing. I won indoor nationals. I won outdoor nationals. I broke numerous amount of records. And coming up to this following year is kind of like my big year of what happened. My goal for 2016 was to make USA World Team or the Junior World Team because I'm only 15 right now. So I basically trained for that. I did the same thing for 6 months straight. No off days, no birthday parties, no, oh, I need to take a break, and nothing like that. I did the same thing for 6 months straight until we got up to the outdoor nationals, which I made the World Team my first tryout, and it's not very common that you make the World Team your first tryouts. So I made the World Team, and I was given the opportunity to compete in China, in which I went to China for about two to three weeks to compete for USA. And currently I'm the 13th fastest in the world at 15 years old.
Wow. Awesome.
That's pretty impressive, man. What's the key to it? What makes a great speed skater?
The key to making a great speed skater. First off, I would have to say your mindset, your mental toughness, your mental focus. You mentally have to go through pain that you've never experienced before. And once you mentally go through the pain, your body follows because your mind controls your body. So once you have the mental toughness to go through the pain that you're about to endure, you have to understand that you can't be, you know, a normal kid. You know, let's go to this party, let's go to that party, let's go eat this, let's go eat that. You physically and you mentally have to understand that you can't do that. So you kind of have to put your body and your mind kind of on restrictions from a lot of things, because you have to realize that you're not a normal kid and that you were destined for something better. So well, the key to being a great speech kid is being able to sustain mental toughness, being able to be taught, being able to learn, and then being able to overcome is probably the main key to being a great speech giver.
So say that. Hey, man, so what's your ultimate goal to attain? Even though you're 15 now, but you know you got years ahead of you. But what is your ultimate goal?
My ultimate goal is I want to become an Olympic gold medalist in short track, either okay. long track. So I'm gonna keep striving in that until
okay.
I get it.
Hey Michael, this guy's 15, man.
Yeah. I know.
to have that kind of mindset. Let me tell you, Savion, I was thinking about a lot of things when I was 15 years old. But it wasn't what I was gonna eat and how I was gonna train. But you know what? That's the kind of dedication. And I definitely wasn't missing no parties, man, if I had a chance to go. But young brother, that is how champions are made. You're paying the price now for an opportunity to become a world champion. Now, we were talking earlier, being one of the few, you were saying there are a few African-Americans that are competing as you go around the country and around the world. But not very many. Am I correct?
Yes, not very few. But the few that are, they're very advanced in what they do.
Okay. And we were talking about a kid like you. Did you have guys who didn't understand what you were doing and asking you, you know, why would you leave football for speed skating? And being one of the few black athletes in this sport, have you run across some of the stereotypes that we often have to deal with?
Yes, a lot. When I was in middle school, right before I moved to Florida for my dream, I was playing football. I was still playing football on and off from my first year of skating. And I was the popular guy in school, you know, good at football, good at basketball, you know, things like that. And so for me to start skating and start, you know, leaving a lot of activities, you know, going to the movies, doing this and do that, they didn't quite understand, you know, what was about to happen. They're like, oh, skating, you know, I don't know about skating. What does skating do? It's just regular skating, you know. And I got picked on a lot throughout my 6th to 7th grade year, but mentally it didn't faze me because I knew what I wanted to do with my life. So basically what I was doing was I was blocking out my friends, which were my friends until, you know, I changed sports. So when I'm changing sports, I got a lot of people like, no, you know, you need to stick to football. You know, you're good at football. You need to stick to basketball. And like I told my parents and like they tell me, you do what you want. You do what your heart wants to do. Don't let anybody tell
right.
you what to do with your life and what to do with your talent. So during that year, you know, it kind of phased me a little bit because that was the first kind of mental test that I had as an athlete.
So Savion, being at this level that you are now, are you still going to regular school or are you doing homeschool?
I'm homeschooled. I'm virtual school because I'm always on the go. You know, I'm always,
right.
I travel a lot, actually, and it's all I travel a lot. So I can't go to public school. And, you know, and to be homeschooled is another story. You know, when people think of homeschool, they think, oh, you know, it's easy. You know, you don't have to go to school. You don't have to wake up early. Even though I'm homeschooled, I'm still waking up 6 and 7 o'clock in the morning as if I'm going to school. My normal day starts at 6 or 7 o'clock. I'm working out until 7 to 12, and, you know, I have to get school done for a couple hours, and I'm off to another training session, to physically sit down and basically teach yourself what teachers are teaching kids in public school, and to take tests and to stay afloat in virtual school is a lot harder in public school than public school. And kids, you know, that are in public school, they don't really understand, because, you know, when they think homeschooling, they think of it being easy, but it's not easy.
Right. Hey, now, do you have college aspirations and a great
yes.
athlete? Are there any scholarships in your sport available?
Yes, there are a couple. There are a number of ways to go to college with this sport, but unlike other sports, this sport is year-round. So there's not really an off season, maybe a month or so. So you kind of have to plan your school a little differently than you would if you were just, you know, playing football or basketball or whatever you play, because the sport is so unorthodox to the point to where if you're going to go to college and you're going for the Olympic medal, there's going to be some point to where you're going to have to put off school for about a year or so and come back to it after you've accomplished what you've accomplished, just because the sport is year-round.
Wow.
Now,
we're talking
that
with
a year-round.
Year old,
okay, go ahead.
Let me just get everybody caught up.
Okay,
Michael,
ahead,
we're talking with 15-year-old Savion Tenson, Tampa, Florida, one of the top inline speed skaters in the world. His goal is to participate in the 2022 Winter Olympics and speed skating, and go ahead, Mike.
No, I was going to say, since it's a year-round sport, as you said, which Olympics you say you're targeting? So 22, not 18?
Yes, not 18, because I won't be eligible yet.
Oh, okay. So you have to be, what, over 18?
Yes.
Okay, so 2022, where is that one?
2022, I'll be 21 and I'll be eligible. I'm not sure where it would be at the moment, but 2022 is the definite one that I'll be shooting for.
Okay. All right.
Well, cool, brother.
Okay.
Where are you off to next, Savion?
Right now, I'm pretty much, as we say, on the grind. I'm training. My next race will probably be sometime late January, early February. I'll be going to an indoor race in Florida, and then I'll go to an outdoor race in Colombia.
Wow. Well, look, young man, I appreciate you taking time to join out of your busy schedule for a 15-year-old, man. You are an amazing kid. The discipline and the focus you have. Look, I'm still trying to catch some of that myself, as old as I am. So good luck to you, and I want all our listeners to we're working on a feature on Savion that's going to be appearing in the African American Athlete on the African American Athlete website. And Savion, have a great holiday season. Best of luck to you, and send my greetings to your mom and dad.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you guys for having me.
All right. Good
Thank
luck,
you,
now, brother.
Sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys take care.
All right.
Bye.